Pamela bottles up her emotions with alcohol, hoping it will numb her pain. But when her life starts unraveling, she's forced to face up to her demons. Lotus FM presents Bottled Up by Samantha Govender.
Come in, Vinesh. Dan won't be long. Remember everything I told you yesterday. Do you want something to drink?
Just a glass of water.
Stop pacing around and have a seat. You have nothing to worry about. He'll just ask you a few questions.
I see your capable driver Vinesh is here on time, Pammy. No need to get up, Vinesh. Remain seated. I'm Dan Pitt, Pamela's husband. That you already know.
Yes.
Here's your water.
Thank you.
Dan, can you just ask whatever questions that needs to be asked instead of making that annoying noise with your fingers?
Pamela, please, can I have a cup of coffee while I speak to Vinesh?
Okay.
Vinesh, my wife says you're a good man. I'm really stressed about this entire situation. My only child is held captive in some dingy hole, and I can't do anything about it. I'm a father. I'm supposed to protect her.
I understand.
What do you understand? Are you a father, Vinesh?
No.
How can you possibly understand? You saw my daughter lost, yes?
Yeah, I left her at the school gate.
How was her behavior before you dropped her off?
We hardly spoke because she's always on her phone.
Did you bring it to Pammy's notice about her being on her phone?
No.
Why?
I felt it was not my place to discuss that. I just started the job. My responsibility was to drop and fetch your daughter. That's all.
Which included the safety of my daughter.
Maybe I should have brought it to your wife's notice about Nikki and her phone buzzing continuously. But, Mr. Pitt, I'm just going through a very difficult patch in my life. The last thing I needed was your child getting kidnapped. Your wife gave me a temporary job, and I'm grateful for that. I'm here to help in any way that I can, but you cannot sit there and pass judgment on me.
Here's your coffee, Dan.
Thanks. What difficult patch, Vinesh?
I lost everything. My fiancé, my car, my job.
It's all the more reason that you would mastermind the kidnapping of my daughter.
Mr. Pitt, I'm not going to sit here and listen to your accusations. I came here to help you in any way that I can. Hey, let go of my collar!
Listen to me! I don't trust you. My wife can be fooled by you. But you don't mess with a man from the streets!
Stop it, Dan!
If I find out you have anything to do with this, I'm going to find you and kill you.
Dan, come in. What's wrong?
I've tried calling the landline. There was no pickup and I thought something happened to you as well.
I was a bit sick. What happened? You look very worried and stressed. Is this about Pammy? Is Pammy okay?
She didn't tell you.
I know. I gave her advice, but she doesn't listen. The drinking problem is getting out of hand. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you earlier, but I thought she'll catch a wake up. She's gone from bad to worse.
Nicolene has been kidnapped.
Oh, no. I need to sit down. Kidnapped? When? How, Dan?
The day before yesterday. She was left at school, but then she disappeared. Pammy received a call from the kidnappers, and they want 500,000 rand. I'm not giving in just yet, because we need to catch the dogs that have my child. Otherwise, they'll target another family.
Oh, Nikki.
Ma, I need your help. I can't talk to Pammy. Neither can I trust her now. You need to be at home with us, just to watch over the house and take care of Pammy. I'm working very closely with the private investigator, which Pammy knows nothing about. I'm afraid if I give her too much information, she may do or say the wrong thing.
Pammy and I are not even speaking. She has lost respect for herself and her loved ones. But for Nikki's sake, I'm going to be there. We need to pray now more than ever before. Do whatever needs to be done. I'm behind you in this.
Yeah, Shorty.
You sound down, man. What happened?
That pit man came close to hitting me, brah. If it wasn't for Pammy...
Yeah, but why?
He suspects me for the kidnapping. He said that if he finds out that I'm connected with the kidnapping, he'll kill me.
You'll always be the first suspect since you saw her last. It'll blow over. He's trying to get you scared to extract information. I should give them a call and give them a scare so we get our money quickly.
I'm so stressed, I can't even think straight.
Don't worry, brah. We're nearing the end. Hang in there. Money like that doesn't come the easy way.
Brah, I'm going to Blackie's to have a shot.
Yeah, go have a few shots and put it on my tab. Then go sleep it off.
Yeah, I need it. Thanks, brah.
I'm making your tea.
Are you pouring alcohol in your coffee? Pammy?
No, Mom. Don't be foolish. Of course not.
I saw you hiding the bottle when I walked in. Let me smell your coffee.
Just leave me alone.
I said let me smell your coffee, Pamela. Give me that.
No. Look at what you did, Ma.
Pamela. I don't want to listen to you anymore. Your lies are getting out of control. Nikki is kidnapped, Pamela, and you're drinking. Don't make a pathetic excuse that it's numbing the pain. Danny's standing alone while you keep blaming him for everything. Take responsibility for your life and your family.
Mom, I don't need to listen to this.
You will listen to me.
I'm an adult and I'm not under your roof anymore. I can choose to listen to you or not.
If you take another step, you'll leave me with no option but to tell Dan everything. From your drinking to Nikki babysitting you and you hitting the child.
You want to break a home further? We already have enough problems.
You're one of the major problems. You know, your Uncle Gary drank himself to the streets after his wife died. He lost his home, then expected his children to look after him. They were living from hand to mouth. They tried but couldn't help him anymore because he couldn't help himself. You're very lucky to have Dan standing by you. But for how long, Pammy? Hello?
I'm waiting for my money. You're making me very angry.
I want to speak to my granddaughter.
You listen here, old lady. Put your daughter on the line.
Mom, just give me the phone. Hello? Hello, it's Pamela Pitt. Please let me speak to my daughter.
I told you that if I found anyone snooping into my business, I'm going to cut her pretty little finger off. You people aren't listening to me. Should I send her finger in a little box? As an early Christmas gift?
Please, no. We're trying to get the money.
You're not trying hard enough. Tomorrow is a cut-off day. Otherwise, you'll hear your baby girl scream for her mummy. You won't be able to help her.
Please let me hear her voice. Just to know that she's okay.
Get my money, lady. Her time is coming to an end.
What's wrong?
The kidnappers called and threatened Pammy. Said if the money is not paid on time by tomorrow, they're going to cut Nikki's finger and give it in a box. This is a very nasty man. Dan, I think you should just pay them.
Hey, we have a big lead in the case. The private investigator got a tip off that they might be holding Nikki in the warehouse. Where's Pammy?
She locked herself in the baby's room. Said she needed rest. She was hysterical after the phone call.
I need to check up on her.
She's not in the right frame of mind. Dan, she's been drinking again. She needs help that we can't give her.
Pammy! Open the door! Pammy! Please get the spare key, Ma.
Just leave me alone, Dan. Leave me alone!
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? We're in our baby's room with no baby. I couldn't have the final say if my baby could live or not. And again, you're given the power to decide what should happen to Nikki. All I want is for her to be back in my arms. Dan! Give them the damn money.
Are you blaming me for saving your life? I had to make the toughest decision of my life to decide if the baby should live or you. My son was also taken away from me, Pamela. But Nikki needed a mother. I needed a wife. Your mother needed a daughter.
He said, if you don't get all his money by tomorrow, he's going to cut Nikki's finger and send it to us. I can't lose another child. I won't live through it.
Pammy, you're making it so difficult for me to make the right decisions. I can't handle your drinking anymore. I think you should go and stay at your mother's while I sort out the situation. I need to think about getting our daughter back safely.
Are you chasing me from my home?
I'm telling you to go away for a few days.
If anything happens to our daughter, Dan, I'll never forgive you.
Yeah, Shori?
Vinesh, what are you doing?
Just smoking. Taking a break.
You're still at Blackie's Tavern?
Yeah, why? But I'm gonna head home soon before the traffic starts.
Vinesh, I need your help, brah. There's a car parked outside my warehouse, and I don't want to get caught with the girl. I need to set up a diversion and house her somewhere else.
How do you need my help?
I know you have a shed at the back of your house. Can you keep her there tonight? Payment is coming through tomorrow.
Shodi, how can I do that? It's impossible. They're already suspicious.
I got a tip off that the police are going to raid my premises tonight. You're the only person I trust, Vinesh. We're so close in getting this money. One night, keep the girl. We'll hand her over to her parents tomorrow.
I helped you already, Shorty. I can't do this, man.
This money is going to help us, Vinesh. Otherwise, we have to throw in the towel. Think about it and I'll give you a call later.
Thank you for listening to Bottled Up by Samantha Govender. Join us again tomorrow for another gripping episode.